Been nearly a year now, full of news conferences and expert interviews, talks with elected leaders, doctors, patients. Trust me, no one wants the pandemic to end more than I do. So my ears perked up on Friday as I was listening to OU Health Chief COVID Officer Dr. Dale Bratzler. Now, he began with a theme all too common in recent days, vaccine supply.
For those of us that are giving vaccines, our biggest frustration at the moment is we don't have enough vaccine. We have plenty of capacity to give a lot of shots. We have doctor's offices, pharmacies, and others that want to give shots. We just need to get vaccine to them so they can start to distribute it.
So bright side, we're ready to go. Downside, not enough vaccine. So what's new? Well, guess what? Johnson & Johnson's vaccine could be here fairly soon. Game changer? Well, ask Keith Reed, Deputy State Health Commissioner in charge of the vaccine program in Oklahoma.
Johnson & Johnson is said to be coming out with a vaccine that is a single dose. And I cannot even express how much I would love to have a single dose vaccine right now for us logistically and for Oklahomans as well.
Not only is it a single dose vaccine, it doesn't require super refrigeration like the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. It makes it vastly more simple to store and distribute. As for efficacy, Dr. Bratzler tells me,
some early data was just released and I haven't looked through all of it. I believe it appears to be very effective in the 80 to 90% range. But I think we're going to know very soon because they will be developing their data to present to the FDA. I know I heard Anthony Fauci talk about it this week, that he's seen their data and thinks that they're about ready to approach FDA for emergency use authorization. So I feel fairly confident that we'll have a third vaccine on the market reasonably soon.
Johnson & Johnson thinks it can provide about 100 million doses in the U.S. out of the gate and a billion by the end of the year. So what will it take to turn the corner?
Remember, we don't have to get to 100% of the population vaccinated to achieve herd immunity. There's two ways to get there. One is with natural immunity that's occurred in those people who have already been infected, and then active immunity from giving vaccines. So if we get 68% of Oklahomans to take the vaccine, I think I'd be pretty happy.
Meanwhile, we just need to stay the course.
Even though the numbers look better, we can't let down our vigilance right now. Otherwise, we could see uptick in the cases again. We just don't want to go back to where we were.
So to sum up, numbers are down, more vaccine coming. Hang in there. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.